There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Prescott in the gun. Snap is back. He has some time. He throws it in the end zone. It's a touchdown to Jalen Tolbert on the left side of the end zone, crossing in front of Deshaun Elliott.
The game winner on fourth down, sending you to sleep happy and hopefully waking you up happy as well. It's a Cowboys Monday. The entire squad is here. Sean Treif, RJ Choppy, and Bobby Belt fresh off the plane from Pittsburgh off no sleep. We got Chris Strong in the back in place of Pepe, and we have you thankfully turning it on, leaving it on. Marty Smith from ESPN is coming up at 8:20 here on DFW Sports Station. You can give us your star up and star down and your phone calls as well on the home of America's team. Let's get to Mike in Fort Worth. Mike, you are live on Sean and RJ. Go ahead, boss.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, they won, but I'm still not convinced that they can stop the run. I need to see a few more games. It just shows you how important Dan Quinn was to this team. We didn't really know until he left, but he was very important. Also, in the next year or two, they're going to have to pay big money for a running back. They've got Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, and Michael Parsons. Only piece they're missing is a running back. Chop, I know you hit Choppy. I know you hate to hear that, but they're going to have to spend big money on a draft pick coming up pretty soon.
Draft pick, fine. Yeah. I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
The $10 to $15 million on a player at the running back, I'd be out on that one. But yeah, I would listen. You want to draft a running back? I wouldn't do it in the top 10
or even the first round.
But you know, where the Boise State kid, Ashton Gentry. I don't know where he's gonna go, but like, I mean, he literally averages a first down every time he touches the ball.
Well, let's talk about the two running backs that blew up yesterday for your fantasy pickups. The one on the Giants that we talked about, and
Tyrone
then
Tracy.
Was it Bigsby in Jacksonville?
Yeah, Tank Bigsby,
where did he come from?
Tank Bigsby was out of Auburn a couple years ago. He was a fourth-round pick, I think. It was a third or a fourth-round pick. That was actually Tank Bigsby last year when the Cowboys played them in the preseason. That was one of the plays that somebody from the Cowboys pointed to as, ooh, this is why we're excited about Overshown, because he jumped right in the hole and stopped a giant running back like that. And that was before he'd gotten hurt. But yeah, he was a third round pick, 88th overall, out of Auburn 2 years ago.
Now, Derrick Henry did rip off a 51 yarder that was basically the game winner for Baltimore to drop the Bengals to 1-4. So a little bit more Derrick Henry salt in the wound. But how do we assess the running game now after what happened back to back weeks? You completely shut down the Giants and you do a nice job last night against the Pittsburgh Steelers, a physical team, and you did not have Micah, you did not have Tank, and then you lost Nealon early, on the cart.
Yeah, I'm more impressed. I'm more impressed with what they did running the ball offensively than defensively, the way they did stopping the run, because that is it's a bad Pittsburgh rushing offense, especially without Cordarrelle Patterson, and you know, they don't have
Warren was out.
Jalen Warren was out, and their offensive line is not great. They've been mixing and matching some things. So, but yeah, they deserve credit for playing well. They played well, but to me, the more impressive thing was with some offensive line changes going on with the Cowboys and Pittsburgh being a really great run defense. You ran the ball effectively as the game went along. You had success with it.
How bad is this looking for Nealon?
That's a little uncertain at this point. I think we're probably, this isn't going to be something where we're just like, oh, he's you know, going to be back in a week, or oh, we dodged a bullet. It sounded like last night we might be getting some longer term news today.
All right, let's get to Jeff in Keller. Jeff, you are next up here on a Cowboys Monday. Go ahead, boss.
Well, boys, I'll let you enjoy today because you know what's coming. Bobby just made my own argument. That was a bad Pittsburgh offensive line, couldn't run the ball. You know what we can do. We can run the ball. And, I'm glad you guys won because now I get to hear, we them boys, we're going to the Super Bowl. All of this usual stuff when they win. And, you know, it's the one thing, though, I'm kind of surprised because since last year's loss to Dallas, a lot of the players have said, even in the playoffs, when we beat, say, the Rams, they thought they were coming to Dallas. Because they wanted Dallas back. There were a couple times this year. All right, on to Dallas. So there's a little bit of memory there. We will run the ball down your throat. And they will hit play action. I mean, you got a lot of injuries. I'll get that out of the way right now. You got a lot of injuries.
What do you think the Lions Cowboys spread is? What do you think it should be?
What it should be based on your injuries? I don't know. RJ could probably elaborate that a little more if injuries are taking effect. I don't know. Maybe Detroit by 3.
You nailed it right there on the dot, at least from Bet Online. Yeah. Sent me the numbers last night. Thank you, Jeff and Keller. Fantastic Lions fan. Jeff, I want to hear you on Friday with predictions at 8 o'clock as well.
If the Lions throw more than 10 passes in that game, Ben Johnson needs to be removed from a football field. Like, that is, yeah, the Cowboys run defense is not great. The Lions have an elite offensive line, and they're coming off a bye. And they've got a tremendous running attack.
Keaton, you're next up here on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Keaton, it's a Cowboys Monday. Go ahead.
What's up, fellas?
What up?
What's up, Bobby?
What's up?
Hey, I just want to bring it up how good the defense played, considering I thought they held against the run pretty good.
Yeah.
Just big up to all them, man. Played their asses off. Loved it.
You know, let me thanks for the call, brother. Let me mention this before I forget. And Bobby, this is maybe you can answer it now, probably not till post Huck Clarity with the film review tomorrow. Are we doing a disservice in not mentioning Trayvon Diggs with a big fat star up? What the hell happened to George Pickens? What happened there as he was completely shut down, frustrated to the point that he grabbed the face mask of Jordan Lewis afterwards. Bobby, you went viral for that, which we'll explain in just a second. But here is big mouth troublemaker George Pickens, 3 for 26. Most times I saw him defended with Diggs when he was thrown to with 7 targets. Diggs had told some of the NBC pregame he was going to be following. Was it Diggs, Pickens, basically every play?
So I'm trying to remember on the targets. I know there were a few where Lewis was on him. And so Lewis was drawing him occasionally. I do remember Diggs mixed in there too. In fact, you may have seen Owuwariye in there too, I think, on a snap or two. So I'm going to have to go back and look and see exactly how they distributed it and how they moved Pickens around. But in general, I mean, they did a good job neutralizing Pickens. There was also Pickens I didn't think played well. Like, he had a drop or two in this game. He looked frustrated. He wasn't running really crisp routes. He wasn't giving Justin Fields a hand in a lot of instances. So, but they deserve a ton of credit. I was more impressed just first glance. I was most impressed out of all the corners with Jordan Lewis.
No Steelers receiver had more than three catches.
Ooh.
None. Nada. But and I wrote a star up to Justin Fields and a star down to those of you telling me that Justin Fields was this improved thrower. Star down with your football eye, because it was not the case last night. Holy crap. That's the same stuff I saw in Chicago. That's why I'm not buying Pittsburgh at all. They can be a little a thorn. They can be a little pain in the rear end with mucking it up and making it ugly. But Justin Fields throwing the football last night was off.
They're going to beat teams where there's not a clear quarterback disadvantage, right? But the moment they get to the playoffs, they're going to lose in the first round.
Yep.
They're gonna run to a team that's got a better quarterback than them. Obviously last night, and that team is gonna find a way to win. They'll beat the Raiders next week. They'll beat the Giants. They'll beat the Browns. They run into Burrow. They run into even Jaden Daniels. They run into Lamar or Hurts or Mahomes like they do later on the year. They're gonna lose all those games.
Fields 15-27 for 131, 5 a pass, and a 35.5 QBR. Although he ended up with 2 touchdowns and 0 interceptions.
And you know, the QBR thing, because we talked about it, has like, they've kind of hinted that fourth quarter matters more than in their grading. And that's how Dak got a 70 in the QBR category.
By the way, the tight window throws forced yesterday, there were only 2 that the Cowboys forced. It was one by Malik Hooker, one by Jordan Lewis.
Let's go to Brock Wall with Brock in Rockwall. Brock, you are live on The Fan. Go ahead.
Oh, boys, do we have problems? Sound the alarms. Huh? I mean, Pittsburgh is such a crappy team overall, and Dallas has got the big problems. I mean, Mike McCarthy's play calling. How do we not tush-push at the end of the game with Dak or even Zeke's big body back there? Mike Zimmer's defense is atrocious all the way around, and we're paying Dak the $60 million to be
Hang on, Brock. That wasn't a good defensive performance last night. They shut down the Giants the week before. You feel no different about this win than the Giant win? None?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Oh, Mike Zimmer and his defense and his scheme is horrible against good teams. We're going to get routed against the Lions when you have an actually decent team.
Look, I'm not disputing that strongly. I'm not feeling any better or different about the Cowboys as a defender. I'm slightly surprised that they won a tough game that was gritty and close. Yeah. I always expect them to get, out-detailed on the field and on the sideline. So, what I'm going to take today is just I'm keeping a positive vibes today. I'm not taking it to New York Giants. Whatever. Where I'm giving a lot more star downs. I'm giving them more props for this one, but this is a better win than the Giant win.
Of course. No Micah.
Although McCarthy told the NBC people that the Giant game was Dak's best game of the year. Anyway, back to you.
Okay. But, yeah, look, no Micah, no Tank. Bland's still out.
Lost Nealon.
Lost Nealon.
No Cooks.
Guyton got hurt. No Cooks.
Come on now. That's
This is a game that normally this Cowboy team loses. It's a gritty, gutty, outdoor game. Grass, they don't play on grass well. They don't play outdoors well. Muddy, kind of muddy-ish field after the rainstorm.
That clutch.
Yeah, this was a game that this Cowboys team, who usually writes their own excuses, was going to make excuses for. They didn't have it.
Benjamin in D.C. on the Odyssey app. Ben, you're next up here on Sean, RJ, and Bobby.
What's up, everybody?
Yo.
How you doing, Gene?
Gene?
Like, we should look at this differently, because if you're going to judge, like, okay, to take the Lions, for example, who played Seattle 2 weeks ago, it was kind of a shootout type game, kind of. Mm-hmm. And then the Giants beat Seattle. So I'm thinking we got to shoot it out with people. These games are going to come down to 2 Dak, not throwing picks. You can score on the Lions' defense. They aren't shutting down anybody. Like, I mean.
Thanks for the call, man. Yeah. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I don't disagree that I'd like to
especially
see them.
On Gene and RJ.
I don't disagree that I'd like to see them try and push the ball down the field more. Like Dak can't have a game like against the Giants where they don't attempt to throw the ball 20 yards down the field at all. Like, that can't happen. And yesterday it was a little bit more aggressive, but this has got to open up more like it did last year when they started having a lot of success offensively.
You can, I mean, he's right. You could score. You could score in Detroit. Like, you could throw the ball on them. They're really good. Look, they got a great offensive line. They got a good pass rush. They got a good offense. Their secondary could use some work. And you could absolutely throw in Detroit. We saw what Seattle did to them a week ago. You absolutely throw in Detroit next week.
But I think last night we saw what we asked Mike McCarthy about on Friday. Calling the game to the offensive line quick. Get it to Turpin in the flat. Hurry up. I don't think you can trust the offense. That's why I don't have a problem with 3rd and 16 running the ball, especially against a non-offense on the other side. You can't 5-7 step drop right now and throw things down the field. No cooks, and I don't think they trust their offensive line at this point. It's a Marty party. College football and everything else with the great Marty Smith from ESPN, then Below the Belt on a Cowboys Monday next.
Yamaliava, this is going to be the last play of the game. Scrambles.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Shove that out of bounds. No time left. Arkansas pulls the upset.
Throw the ball. Throw the ball. Sorry, Chop. I had to do it. Even with Marty Smith coming on ESPN, I was going to play my godson's Vanderbilt Commodore call, but I had to save up Tennessee, Arkansas with your Vols going down. And Arkansas fined $250K for a second offense of storming the field against your squad.
Should have fined us for that performance. What an awful.
It's about to
expectation. Of a bye week.
Let's bring in the great Marty Smith. He is going to be covering the Red River rivalry right here in our backyard coming up this weekend. And Marty is joining us on the home of the Cowboys here on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Good morning, man. How are you?
Home of the Cowboys. Y'all are happy this morning. I bet the phone lines are good.
Yeah, but you know, we're reasonable. We're not thinking this is some type of big time contender win. But we'll take it. We'll take it as a nice
look. It's the NFL. You take them all.
There's truth in that.
You tweeted that college football was inebriated. This weekend. Yes. What were you covering, or how were you taking it all in?
I had the Missouri Texas A&M tilt in College Station, Texas, which they now call Bryan College Station, Texas. And I did not see that coming. Mike Elko has done a fantastic job of getting down to playing ball and uber toughness and winning the line of scrimmage. And he's got a couple guys at skill positions that can really play. And Connor Wegman looked like the guy we all thought he was. And so that was a massive win when you're beating a top 10 team, beating the brakes off a top 10 team the way that they just did. And here A&M, if you'd have told me going into week 7 that Texas A&M was leading the SEC, I mean, I'd have asked you. It'd have been like old Clark Griswold with his head sewn to the carpet.
Marty, help me here, because my college football brain can't comprehend how to feel after a loss. Because used to be you lose a game and you're done, your season's over. Now it's
all right.
Well, we might be able to lose one more. That's the big issue with the playoff for a lot of people, right?
I was asked this yesterday by one of my neighbors. They're like, "Well, has the regular does it matter as much anymore?" All I can tell you is the games are damn awesome. And I mean, they're awesome. You tell me where you find the energy that we all felt watching Diego Pavia beat Alabama.
Yeah.
First time that Vandy has ever beat the number one team. Sam Pitt, everybody's like, "Oh, he's got to go this and that." Then they beat Tennessee, who has looked like world beaters. It's just the greatest game. It's the greatest game. Of course, last week we had the Georgia-Alabama game that was just as good a football game as you're ever going to see.
Yeah.
And for the rest of the season, there are these matchups. This matchup in Oregon this weekend, holy crap, I can't wait. And so you can certainly make the argument that the 12-team playoff doesn't or dilutes the value of every regular season game if you want to make that argument. But I think you can also make the argument that in your conference now, so now if you're Tennessee, now if you're Alabama, and Georgia's already lost, you got to win them. And so it is an interesting debate to be had, but I just feel like the game, the actual between the lines games on the field are as good as I can remember. There's all kinds of stuff going on off the field with the portal and NIL and revenue sharing at the player level and conference realignment and all those things that we could debate till we run out of oxygen. But the games are pretty good.
Marty, that's enough about these old legacy schools, these Alabamas, these Tennessees, these bygone era teams. Let's talk about the number one ranked Texas Longhorns.
Okay? Yes, sir. All right.
So Steve Sarkisian has pretty much shut down any sort of Arch Manning quarterback controversy. He's like, no, when Quinn's healthy, Quinn's the guy. He's the one to take the mantle. And I think that's pretty much the thought from most Texas fans. But there's a contingent out there that's saying, man, Arch is looking really good. Maybe it's time we just go with the young blood and move forward. How do you look at that approach right now with Texas in terms of their question that they're looking at with bringing Quinn Ewers back from the injury?
It's the right call.
It's the right call. People, we are prisoners of the moment. That is the human condition. And we look at how well Arch has played. We appreciate so much, and I know I do, especially in this era of college football, his patience and his willingness to watch, to learn, to grow as a player. And he's looked really good. But you go, Quinn Ewers beat Alabama on a road. Quinn Ewers dominated Michigan on a road. This guy's a dude. And had he not gotten hurt, had Dallas Turner not knocked his head off 2 years ago, he might have beat Alabama twice. So this kid is a big lights, big stage star. And so just because he got injured, I appreciate Sark's approach here. I think it's the right approach.
Marty Smith, ESPN, joining us here at 105 through the Fan. They clearly deserve to be the number one team. They don't have a whole lot of flaws. Are they your pick right now to win it all?
I don't see why they wouldn't be. I try to be measured at this time of the season. If you would have asked me this a couple weeks ago, I might have said this a couple weeks ago, Tennessee looks like the best team in the country. And they look really good. Texas looks really good. I don't think there's any debate right now that Texas is the number one team they deserve to be. If they stay healthy through this SEC slate, they still host Georgia, who I believe Kirby Smart feels more confident in even after they lost to Alabama. He was tight as Dick's hat, man. I mean, tight, tight. I was there before they played Clemson, before the season. I was there one other time. And I know Kirby really well, way back to his days as the DC for Saban. He's a really fun guy. But in the interviews I've done with him this year, he kind of doesn't look at me. He kind of looks past me. And there's an edge and an intensity that is very palpable. But if you notice his press conference after they lost to Alabama, there was a looseness. There was a clarity that I think he was going, I got a national championship caliber football team. And so Texas still has to beat those guys. It's going to be unbelievable atmosphere. Holy smokes.
Yeah,
I love Texas. I love Sark. I love his vulnerability. I love his transparency. I love him as a man, as a human being. And he's a great – he's probably the best offensive mind in the game. But that was going to be – that's a pro game.
Well, and you mentioned, big games coming up. There's obviously this one that you're going to have some coverage for, the Red River rivalry with Oklahoma. And that was an Oklahoma team that people felt like Texas should have beat last year. Like, that was a team that you felt like you should have been better than, and they had a stumble there. When Oklahoma coming into this game with some of the quarterback instability that they've had recently, how do you look at what's going to be the key for Oklahoma to come in here and pull off an upset again? Like, what would be their mode of attack that they're going to be able to upset Texas?
Well, defensively, they're very good. They're +8 in turnover margin so far this year. They got to turn Texas over. They also have got to run the football. Now, whether that's design quarterback runs, whether that's some really smart short passing game with the RPO, they have to be very effective and move the chains and keep Texas off the football field and rest their defense. I know it sounds like, oh, I'm Woody Hayes, 1979, whatever. But that's just the truth. They have to be really good at the line of scrimmage and a point of attack, and they have to turn Texas over. They've been very good at that this year. And it's going to be interesting. I know all of you guys probably ordered one of those Danny Stutzman T-shirts last year. And I love making y'all laugh. That's my favorite thing. But they're going for $34 on his website, apparently. We try to uncover every little pebble at the Worldwide Leader in Sports, my friends.
So well, that's what I was going to ask you. How many times have you been to this game this weekend?
Never.
Never. All right. No. So what are y'all doing with the fair, and how many funnel cakes and all the state fair? What are you doing off the field?
Every single week on Sports Center, on Friday afternoon on Sports Center, I try to do a live shot, or I do a live shot every Friday, but I try really hard to do something that's very authentic to either the program we're visiting.
Yeah.
For example, 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago, I painted the eye of the tiger in Death Valley. I painted the actual tiger eye terribly, just for the record. Awful. They had to clean up my mess. 2 weeks ago, I worked with the Auburn University Eagle handlers. As Independence the Eagle came squawking out of the sky, I thought she was going to use her vicious talons to claw my eyeball out. And then last weekend, I actually was in a Black Hawk helicopter that was part of the flyover at the A&M game. Well, I have learned this morning that there are piglet races at the state fair.
Yes, there is. Right?
I'm fascinated by this. I saw a slow-mo piglet race. Dude, I'm in. So I'm going to try to commentate a piglet race, which means, all right, if there's four or five piglets, what do you think the piglets' names are? They probably have amazing names. Like, there's probably like a Leroy.
Oh, yeah.
There's probably like a Ham. You know, there's probably like a Fat Boy, right? So, Fat Boy, it's Fat Boy's Ham. Go, Ham. You know, like, it's just too good.
Marty Smith, ESPN, here on behalf of Game Change as well. Go GameChange.com. Before we get to what that is, you got your hands in everything. So I want you to rank the chaos of walking with these people in public. All right? Tebow, Saban, Dale Jr., or the other name that would replace Dale Jr. in NASCAR. What would the most chaos and circus be like?
Well, I will tell you, being with Tim Tebow is an interesting experience. And I have a lot of buddies who are country music stars. Some of my best friends are country music stars, like super big time dudes.
Okay.
And so walking with them, you have this aura and this energy that you're genuinely with a rock star.
Right.
Tim Tebow's famous, y'all. I forget that because he's like my brother and he's an elite, elite ball buster. Like, I mean, really? World class. And wow. So I know that Tim. So when we walk out in public and people lose their minds, it's like, oh yeah, wow, I forgot you're super duper famous. And so I would say, I mean, I don't know, man, like being with Coach Saban is interesting, but And we've seen this beautiful evolution of Coach on game day. So I haven't seen yet, like walking through with him now.
Yeah.
But, excuse me, I got choked up talking about the GOAT. but I would have to put Tim, man. I would say, I don't know, man, being with Eric Church is a thing.
Okay.
Eric Church. I was just in Nashville. Does he have a bar there on Broadway?
Does he?
I think he's got Rodney Scott Barbecue added to it. I wanted some whole hog this weekend.
Yes, he does. And you guys should go by there. It's at 2nd and Broadway. Mm-hmm. It's called Chiefs.
Yep.
You guys should go by there because some of his business partners would really appreciate if you guys went by Chiefs and spent your entire 401k.
Marty, tell us about Game Change. What is this?
It's actually a really unique platform, guys. You know, in this iteration of college sports that is so transactional and transformative from the financial perspective, all of us can't spend $5 million and put our name on a building. We don't have that kind of wealth. But we can't all round up at the grocery store. Here's what you do. GoGameChange.com. You go to GoGameChange.com, input your credit or debit card of choice, and then you pick your favorite school. You pick the University of Texas, and then every single purchase you make with that credit or debit card that you input into GoGameChange.com, it automatically rounds up to the next dollar. The difference goes directly to the University of Texas. And then the athletic department disperses that funding however they so choose. It is a tax write-off. It's considered a charitable donation, and you enter yourself for cash and prizes. Look, if you're the University of Texas, you're A&M, you're Ohio State, you're Michigan, you have tremendous financial donorship. If you're Radford University, where I went, small D1 in Virginia, it's about survival. So it's a very cool way for all of us to benefit the athletic programs that we support and we appreciate and the student athletes for whom we cheer. GoGameChange.com, credit or debit card, pick your school, you're off and running. It's an awesome initiative, and I'm grateful for you guys for giving me a moment to talk about it. Thank you.
Takes a hell of a lot to interrupt a Cowboys Monday. We knew you would be worth it, and you were. Thank you so much, man. You're welcome back anytime. Thank you, Marty.
Appreciate your spirit, guys. Thank you for the time.
And enjoy this weekend. Marty Smith covering the Red River rivalry from ESPN on the D&M Leasing Hotline. How do you sprain your nuts? Next, in Below the Belt on the Home of the Cowboys.
Snap is back. Has some time. Going deep left. He's got a man all over Tolbert. At the 50, at the 40, and down the left sideline.
The great Bobby Belt.
Bobby Belt is an idiot.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not.
Over to you, Bobby.
Quinn Ewers didn't lose his job to injury, but a couple of Cowboys might have. Let's talk about it. So there is a growing push I saw on social media late last night as I was scanning through Twitter and looking over some of the just various responses to the game. A lot more positivity this week than last week against the Giants. And there was a common theme with two different injuries, and those injuries to Tyler Guyton and Brandon Cooks, that said, sorry, dudes, I know you weren't supposed to lose your job, but now that somebody else has stepped in and played a little bit in your absence while you're out with these injuries, there's got to be a change over here. So let's talk first about the Jalen Tolbert one. I saw some questions on here, people asking, did Ryan Flournoy get in at all? He did. He played 13 snaps, actually. He just was not targeted at all. They may have been a lot of run-blocking snaps. I'm not totally sure which ones he got in on. But when looking at his snap count this morning, he got 13 snaps. But they needed Jalen Tolbert to step up yesterday. He did. Led the team in targets, catches, yards, had the big touchdown. And great throw by Dak on the fourth down, but that's a tough catch to finish, like with somebody draped on your back,
yes,
hacking at your arm. That's the
he's going three-quarter speed.
That's the attack the football and like strong hands type of mentality that you saw when he was at South Alabama, that you're like, where's that guy been for 2 years? This hasn't been the same player. And you saw it, I think it was the Saints game, where he had the big catch down the field where he went up, attacked the ball, came down with it. It was a big gain. He had another big gain yesterday. He had that big, tough catch yesterday. You're starting to see that come to fruition a little bit. It took a long time. It's been 3 years, and it's still a work in progress. But do you feel comfortable enough with what Jalen Tolbert has done at this point where you say, that's your number two receiver, and when Brandon Cooks gets back, you just work him in as best you can?
I can't go there yet. It's easy to after yesterday's game, but unfortunately they have played other games this season. 7 for 87, clutch, big plays. I'm surprised that his catches, his average was just 12.4 after the big catch he had down the field. I can't go there yet as me feeling fantastic that he's the number two. I'm sorry. I hope I'm wrong.
Chop.
Well, I'll tell you this. Cooks is a replacement level player.
Yep. Oh, yeah. By the way, anything I just said about Jalen Tolbert is not because of Brandon Cooks.
Right. Yeah. No, I get you. I mean, look, it's we're talking about a guy who, through 5 weeks, has 250 yards. So that's, you're looking at about 750 for the year, if you just extrapolate that out a little bit more. Isn't that more than what Brandon Cooks had last year?
Yeah, what did Brandon Cooks finish with last year? He was six or seven something.
So I think this is a young man's game. It's a young man's game. Take the names out. Brandon Cooks is not a name. Jalen Tolbert's not a name. Just put their resume side by side from this year. I wouldn't have a problem with that. It's fresh legs, man.
Are we thinking the wrong way about it, though, in general? Is the answer that you're not looking for a number two receiver, you are looking for a number three pass catcher?
Right.
That the second guy in the progression is Jake Ferguson. That's the guy who needs to be getting, which, by the way, he's played really steady the last 2 weeks, but like each time I look at the box score, I'm like, geez, he put up bigger numbers last night than I realized, or he put up bigger numbers against the Giants than I realized.
No, like last night, I felt like he produced the way I felt about him. It didn't feel sneaky. I was negligent not giving him a star up. That third and nine was big. That 39 was big. 6 for 70. Span Ford had a nice play to start off the game. So I had written down Cowboys tight ends collectively. Incorrectly thrown Lipke in there. It's just because he's white and big. Ferguson, 6 for 70. Star up to Jake, my favorite offensive player on the team, with Overshown, my favorite defensive player.
Big time star up to him. And like, just the notion, first of all, like that could have, that third and nine, I hate when it's not thrown or the route is not run beyond the sticks. That could have turned out disastrous. If that throw was on the inside, not the outside, that could have turned out disastrous.
Now, last night...
And what's your answer to it?
That I think neither one of them strike me as number two, so I think it's going to be an alternating thing. That it's just going to be more flow of the game and matchup based, because Cook still is...
I would still prefer for them to shop.
Yeah, sure. I'm in favor of that, as long as you're not going to get in Devontae Adams. If you're just trying to buy somebody who would be an investment long-term into the future, I can get down with that as a team-building philosophy. I just don't want to go ahead and get somebody like Devontae Adams, who's going to be a short-term answer that you're going to have to give up a lot of capital for. One of the guys who was really impressed with Jalen Tolbert last night after making that big catch was Tyler Smith. And this is what he had to say about the big catch last night at the end of the game.
I mean, it was miraculous. I mean, JT literally sprained his nuts. Sprained his nuts the play before, comes back, makes the game winner. Unbelievable. Extended play. I mean, that's guys playing above the 2.3. Dudes emptying the clip. I mean, it was great stuff.
Man, a lot of football gun references lately. I honestly thought that Dak hit Tolbert in the balls with the third down throw. I thought the throw was so bad, he skipped it, shorted it, McNabbed it, and it hit Tolbert in the stones. And that he would be fine in recovering, but no, he was going about 80% across the whole field to eventually catch that ball, strong hands with a defender draped on him. I thought Dak hit him in the what.
He definitely skipped it. There's no doubt about that. So, what is a sprained nut?
Tomorrow for Jerry. Write it. Write it down. There you go. You'll go viral. I'll do it right now. Jerry, how do you how do you sprain your nuts?
Now the
he'll die.
Boy,
he'll love it.
Think about the fact that the Cowboys then called a timeout after third down to huddle up, and then Pittsburgh called the timeout. Those two timeouts were probably precious time that gave Jalen Tolbert a few seconds to gather his breath. Because I know if I get hit there, I'm not walking for about the next 10 minutes, typically. I'm just laying in the fetal
position.
Oh,
the hit is not the bad. The graze is the worst, right? We all know the graze is the... That's the one where you get nauseated, right?
I mean, the full flick. I don't know. I once kicked a football square directly hard into my brother, and he had an ice pack on there for about 2 days. So
people in the fan said it's not torsion. That'd have been an immediate surgery.
That's a twisting of the blood vessel.
That's an immediate ER visit. I don't know. Sprain? How do you sprain a vas deferens?
I think he just made up an injury, to be honest. But Tyler Smith was one of the guys who last night had to slide over to left tackle after Tyler Guyton goes out with an injury. Tyler Guyton, who has flashed at times and looked really good at times, but it's just really inconsistent. And he's still clearly trying to come along. The penalties have been an issue. The hand usage isn't always consistent. And after he goes out with that injury last night, Tyler Smith has to bounce out to left tackle, where he has not really practiced much. And TJ Bass comes in and plays left guard. And it felt like, I mean, we'll go back, we'll look at it, and we'll look at the metrics and everything else to see if it matches up this way with the feel of it. But it felt like that offensive line was better. It was a more cohesive unit when TJ Bass came in at left guard and Tyler Smith went to left tackle. Now, that's not...
Were you saying, honestly, in the press box, this is about to get real messy?
No, because I mean, like, Tyler Smith, I know he can play left tackle. I've seen it before. And Bass, I just know he's steady. He's not going to be as good at guard as Tyler Smith. That's not the level. But he's going to be consistent. I was saying OS more when Zach Martin left for a few plays, even though he had a rough game yesterday. And then Brock Hoffman comes in and right off the jump is like, let me pick up a unnecessary roughness penalty right out of the gate playing guard, especially when he's been playing center pretty consistently. But what you saw yesterday with the offensive line and some of the changes and some of the growing pains you've had with Tyler Smith, do you say no, don't dash his confidence, don't do anything to potentially Jack Leiter him? Let's not do that. let's stay the course, or do you say, no, this is a better unit when TJ Bass is playing guard and Tyler Smith's at tackle?
Give me a 1 through 10 on Guyton so far this year. 10 being awesome.
5.
What do you think Tyler Smith could be for the next 4 weeks?
At tackle specifically?
Yep.
8.
Huh. I'm down to have him play tackle.
And I think Bass is probably at guard a 6. 6.5 maybe.
And Tyler at guard is a 9.
Tyler guard's a 9.5 to 10.
Okay.
I'd keep him at guard then, right? 9.5 to 10.
I'm putting him at tackle. Udoga's coming back when?
That's been really unclear. When Udoga comes back, that might be a 5 or a 5.5 at tackle. Like, you really don't know.
Yeah.
And the thing about Guyton is if you stay committed to it, in all likelihood, as that unit continues to play together, he will be better than a 5 by the time the year ends.
Yeah. How is Steele been?
Steele looked like...
Because some Tolas want to put Guyton over there.
Live copy, Steele did not look like he had a very good game.
Let me face TJ.
Now, he did have a really good on the Dowdle touchdown. He did a really good job getting TJ Watt pushed upfield and extending time for Dak to make the play. And there have been a couple times where I was really critical of him, and then I went back and watched, and I was like, Steele's played better. But first glance last night, I thought that was a really difficult performance for him. But overall, I think Steele's been solid.
No better NFL coverage all over your favorite football team than this show. Hopefully you have found that out, and you will continue in the final hour along with the other shows. That's what Tolo stands for. Turn it on, leave it on, a Cowboys Monday. Why Mike Tomlin says they are not allowed to drink any wine. And we got some breaking news. We got an ugly, ugly NFL arrest taking place for the team captain. We'll tell you about it. Final hour, Cowboys Monday with Sean and RJ right after this.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.